Segue, to continue at once with the next musical selection or composition.
Segue, to make a transition directly from one section or theme
Segue,
to another.
Segue, to move smoothly and unhesitatingly from one state, situation, condition, or element to another.
Segue, to perform in the manner of the preceding section.
Segue, to make a transition from one thing to another smoothly and without interruption.
This is Segue with Dean Aldemaro Romero, a weekly program exploring the lives and work of the people of the College of Arts and Sciences at Southern Illinois University, Edwardsville.
Hello, everybody. Alex Moore was born in St. Louis, Missouri. He obtained his bachelor's degree in theater performance from Southern Illinois University, Edwardsville, and is currently a student in the theater education program, also at Southern Illinois University, Edwardsville. Welcome to Segue, Mr. Moore.
Thank you so much. It's great being here.
Let me begin by saying that for the first time in the 105 episodes of Segue, we have a student as an interviewee, so
this
is a big thing for you. And
that
for
is
us.
Quite an honor. Thank you.
And the reason for this is that our guest, Alex Moore, developed a project as a theater student that was performed at the Missouri Thespian Conference in January of 2013. Tell us about that project.
The project was my final project for earning my theater education certification. It was a one-act play by Tennessee Williams called Summer at the Lake. And in that project, I worked with three high school students, directing them through the entire process. About halfway through the process, my cooperating teacher suggested that we submit it for the Missouri Thespian Festival. And went through the application process, submitted my thoughts about the play, what I hope to work with the students on, and found out in early December that it was accepted. Immediately, we started rehearsing the play with the students and performed it on January 10th of last week. And it was performed with the festival, which held 1,500 high school students from across the state of Missouri. All got to watch the one-act play.
Okay. Now, students don't usually get such an honor.
No, this was one of the first times that a student teacher was awarded the achievement to present their work at the festival.
So how it happened? How do you get it?
I submitted my work. It was adjudicated by Missouri high school drama teachers across the state, and mine was chosen. It was a completely blind process, looking at all of the other works that were submitted.
Okay. In this show, we have had people from theater, and obviously they are people with experience in directing or script writing, you name it. But what made you to become interested in teacher education for theater?
Growing up, I always knew I wanted to be a teacher. I was always more on the history side. Growing up, through middle school, I was always a bit more interested in the history, social studies subjects. My freshman year of high school, my counselor suggested I take a theater class, an acting class, to help me with communication skills, to help me the improvisation, the spur of the moment, talking. I did not want to take it. I was very shy in high school, especially my freshman year, and went through the first semester, and it wasn't immediately love at first sight, but it quickly became something I was drawn to. And went through the entire, all 4 years working, immediately got involved with the after-school program, working on the shows. And my senior year, it was theater education, quickly came to mind as my career path. When I came to Southern Illinois back in 2003 as a freshman in college, I transitioned slightly to theater performance because I thought that working as an actor, working as a professional theater artist would enhance my education degree, would enhance me, what I would be able to bring to my students in the classroom. So I worked for 4 years in Chicago as an actor, director, theater company manager.
Okay. Now, let's say that I am the parent of a kid in school. And then this kid tells me, you know, there is this theater program, and I may want to take a theater class, even if I don't want to become a theater person. I may want to become a doctor or a philosopher, who knows what. How do you think that learning something about theater can help the general education of our kids in school?
There's so much that theater directly applies to. Main thing that I'm working with my students now as I student teach on communication, on internal, external communication. How do you say something and how do you show something? And how do you become aware of what you are showing others and what you are telling others? Always learning the story that you are presenting to those around you. Collaboration. Theater is so much, it's not an individual art. It's not something that I can do separately. I need, you know, theater needs 20, 24 plus people to work together and to thrive. And so that is one of the main things, is that we learn to work together, which is important in any career outside of school, outside of the classroom.
Now, based on your experience and what you have seen, what kind of skills do you think are needed for someone to become a successful theater teacher?
To be a successful theater teacher, you have to risk. You have to be able to try things. You have to be able to look a bit foolish sometimes. You have to have fun and be able to make fun of yourself, because you get up there in front of 30 high school students and you do something they've never done before, and they look at you like it's the lamest thing they've ever seen before, and they absolutely don't want to do it. And then you twist their arm a bit, and then before you know it, they're running around, they're having fun, they're actively engaged. So it's you have to take everything with a grain of salt and just have fun.
Well, once I had a conversation with a theater teacher years ago, and he told me, how do you convince students to take your theater class? And he said, well, the first thing I tell them is that if they really excel in the class, when they are stopped by the police for speeding, they can come up with some kind of acting act that will convince not to get to get a speeding ticket. I don't know if that works or not, but that's what I heard.
That's true. You learn to think on your feet very quickly in a theater class, and whether that's a good thing or not that we're teaching the students, but you know, it's definitely a life skill.
Now, you receive your degree and you're currently finishing your master's degree in certificate in teacher education here in the state of Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
Does the state of Illinois, as well as other states in the United States, require certification for you to teach theater?
The state of Illinois does not require certification to teach theater. It's typically a language arts or English teacher that does teach at the high school level. Some high schools do hire certified theater teachers to run the program separately. Missouri, however, does require a certified theater teacher, as well as some other states require a certified theater teacher in the school to teach the acting and theater program.
Okay. Now, besides the certification, if you were in the opposite side of the fence and you want to hire a teacher education person, what would you be looking for in that individual to be hired to teach in a school?
I would be looking for someone that knows the amount of hours that it's going to take to run a program. So many teachers, so many students think that you show up at 7 a.m. before the bell rings and you can leave at 2:30, maybe 3 o'clock when the students leave. And the reality so far, what I'm finding as a student teacher, is I get there at 6 a.m. And so far the past few weeks, I've been leaving 6 p.m., 7 p.m., working with the students, because not only am I teaching a full day of classes, but there are also the drama program, the rehearsals, the drama club meetings, individual clubs, individual activities, helping students with scholarship auditions. The conference that we attended last week was 3 full days with 22 of our students. For 3 full days in downtown St. Louis. So it's a lot of hours, but it can be a lot of fun, and a lot of, when the students shine, it can be a very rewarding experience.
You really have to love this.
You really do. That is the first thing, is you have to absolutely love it and not be afraid of it.
Okay. Now, you know, we have been witnessing in the last few years diminishing support for the arts. Budget locations in general has been shrinking. And some people even say, well, why do we need to teach arts to students? They really need to just become lawyers or doctors or engineers. What would be your response to someone who tells you, why do we need to teach art in general and theater in particular to our kids?
It takes me immediately to when I describe myself as a freshman in high school. It allows you to express yourself in a different way that you might not get to in a normal science class, in a math class, in an English class. You have that chance to take risks. I've been telling my students so far, it is okay to fail. I just want to see you trying. I want to see you guys working towards something. I want to see you guys having fun and to let go. Lose the inhibitions, the I have to look cool, I have to give off this certain persona, and let's have fun for 90 minutes. And that's something that you don't always see in a classroom. So often we get so driven to, we have to meet this score, we have to work here, and we lose the individual. We lose them to figuring out who they are and how they are developing.
As the dean of the college, I had to deal sometimes with employers. And I asked them, you know, what kind of skills are you looking for in the new employees, the people you want to hire? And regardless of the area of work, even engineering, architecture, you name it, they will tell me, we want someone with good communication skills. Do you think that learning theater improves people's communication skills?
I think it's absolutely fantastic at learning how to talk to one another, how to work with one another. On top of that, I would also say that that theater works with imagination, that it works with the skills of thinking outside the box. That so often we try to tell students that they need to think this, or this is the right answer, this is the wrong answer. And how I approach my education philosophy is that we need to be refreshing their imagination. So often as they become young adults, they feel embarrassed or too cool to try something new, to believe that, you know, to try make-believe. But in a theater class, it's the perfect place to explore that and to get them to push that so that when they're out in the job market, they can go and be outside of the box thinkers.
It's interesting that you mentioned that, because once I met the chief of an engineering firm, and he told me that he was hiring engineers, only engineers that had a liberal arts background, because he wanted to see people with creativity to solve problems. And I think what you mentioned just tied especially with that. But let me ask you another question. Is in all these years that you have been involved in theater and studying theater and practicing theater, what has been the thing that you learned that impacted you the most? The kind of thing that you said, wow.
It's been I had mentioned it before, to try and to fail, to take risks. Theater is such a risk that you are exposing yourself. You're making yourself open to others, and you know you might be doing a very intense, very dramatic scene while you have 30 of your classmates watching you, right there in front of you, and it might not be right. It might not be the exact way that you had it planned, but you tried it. You did it. You stood up there and gave it all that it was worth. And the day that I found out that it was okay to try and fail was a huge relief. And that just the fact that I got up there some days was a huge accomplishment. And I think that that's what I push for my students as well, is you don't have to be perfect. None of us will ever be perfect, but just try.
Is one of the tools that you use in your teaching to take students or to show them movies or videos of theater representations and then go over that tape, so to speak, and discuss a particular approach of one actor or one director to certain particular play?
Yeah, we just finished with my students looking at the play Our Town by Thornton Wilder. And the students, for some, it was the first play they've ever seen. It was a previously recorded production of Our Town. And we went through sort of scene by scene what's happening. Why did the playwright do this? Why is this actor making this choice? How is this different than what a movie would look like if we were to do a movie of Our Town? What is different here? And for some, it really was a completely different experience than just watching a blockbuster movie.
It's interesting because, now with the advent of DVDs that for very famous movies include even the screen test of different actors for the same role, you can see how different actors have different approaches to those roles. And I wonder if that's something you have discussed with your students.
Yeah, that's actually our lesson tomorrow with the same students. We've now finished watching Our Town, and tomorrow they will get the script to Our Town. And they will take on the parts of the main characters, George and Emily, and they will get to read them. And each person will take a turn at it to see, well, here is what the movie looked like, the stage production looked like. And now here are, 12, 13 different approaches from what the students bring to the characters and what's different about them and what does this say about theater? Is theater ever exactly the same way twice?
Okay. Also, I guess they get also impressed when you take them for a tour behind the scenes on the stage, and they see all the complicated things behind and all the theme that is involved in a theater production. Do they get surprised by that?
There's a lot of fun in that moment that they didn't know that so much happened back there, that there are power tools and saws and paints and lights and catwalks that they can climb up and explore. That they're just all of these fun, unique places for them to explore. And then it gives me a chance to say, well, here are the ways that you can be a part of this. The first day we did a tour of the costume storage place at my high school. And we went back there and they just got to dive through, periods, several periods of costumes. And they just, would take a tour through the past 500 years, just walking through one aisle. And they would pull out costume pieces and get to look at them and play with them. And they've probably never had a class like that before, which is a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is, I remember the first time I started to tour theaters behind the scene is the issue of a space. Because with all the props that people in theater accumulates, that's a huge thing. But this is true. In terms of the professionals involved in that, it's amazing on all the work they have to do month in advance of a actual production, because there is a lot of things to put together, and then for the director to kind of get like an puzzle, all the pieces together that they actually fit. So that's an interesting thing. Do you think that in order to be a good person, a successful person in theater, you also have to be a good manager?
Yes, you have to know how to manage your time, which luckily, as I start my teaching process, having the theater background, knowing when I schedule, when I need to be at rehearsal, when I need to be on stage, what time everything is called for. As a teacher now, I'm able to take that over into the classroom that, okay, well, here's the time that I have for grading. Here's the time I have for lesson planning. Okay, well, now I have to eventually get sleep.
Okay. Now, as a person involved in teaching education of theater, that means you need to learn about theater, but also learn about teaching. And I was wondering if this dual career, so to speak, is too demanding.
I would not say too demanding. Right now, it is a really great challenge for me. It's probably the hardest thing I've ever done, getting up every morning, talking in front of students about theater. But then at the same time, I get to spend 90 minutes a day talking to students about theater, something that I absolutely love. It's really great, and it's taking those moments to explain why this works or how this works, and seeing people realize something that they've never experienced before. and trying something they've never tried before. It's a lot of work. As I start my student teaching process, it's been a lot of sleepless nights getting lesson plans, making sure I have all of the worksheets and tests together. But so far, it's been fantastic. It's been so rewarding.
In doing research for this interview, I went to a website of teaching education. And they said something that maybe, I am not sure I fully understood, but maybe you can explain it to me. It said that the practitioners of teaching education have to have a point of view about life. Do you know what that means?
I think I'm still figuring that out myself. But I to have a point of view about life, to know how I'm going to approach my students, how I'm going to manage my classroom is an important thing. To know what the students can try and can do in the class and cannot do, and what my expectations for them are. You know, am I going to allow them to miss an assignment or to complete an assignment, and how I want them to succeed.
Okay. Now, one thing that I found fascinating about teacher educators, theater educators, is that you have to teach these kids about everything in theater, acting, direction, design, you name it. Of all these different things that you teach to your students, which is the one you really enjoy the most?
Theater appreciation, learning to be an audience member, is probably one of my favorites. I absolutely love going to see a play, and I love it when students go see a play and then come back and talk to me about their experience. I had one student who came in on Monday morning and talked with me. They saw their first play over the weekend and had never experienced anything like it, and just couldn't stop talking about it. And parts of it they really liked, parts of it they were confused about, but then it allowed a dialogue between the two of us so that they could learn about the process. And yeah, I don't expect every student to become a theater artist, but if I can have most of the students become theater audience members, that would be absolutely fantastic, to be able to appreciate and support the arts.
I was wondering, in this world in which we live, with all these kids, of course, have access to the internet and wants to watch whatever they want to watch, what do you think is the key element that makes them say, I don't want to watch this on the internet, I want to go to the theater and watch it live?
There's this moment that I always find, and I will usually talk to my students about it, that you're there and you realize you are in the same space with the actors, that you are both breathing the same air, that you're both hearing the same things and you're both reacting, and that performance will never be the same way twice, that you essentially become, as an audience member, you become an actor, you become a participant of the show, and you're affecting the outcome ever so slightly. Maybe it's you laugh or you applaud or you clap or you have a response that then changes how the performance goes or how the actor responds back. And it's that moment that you almost forget that you're watching, that this is all live. And it's that moment when students experience it that it's absolutely fantastic.
Now, given that you're dealing with these very young kids, how do you see their own inclination about their taste in theater? Are they going more for the experimental type of theater, which is very physical and in certain ways more visual than the classical one? Or they also go and enjoy Hamlet?
For a lot of the students that I start working with, they have been to productions at like the Fox Theater at the Muni. So they're more accustomed to musicals. Larger budget shows. So my challenge for them is to come see, is to change up their taste, to try to see a smaller show, try to see a more St. Louis local show with St. Louis actors in there, and get them to experience that theater does happen in St. Louis and that there are dozens of actors and directors and professional artists living and working in St. Louis.
Yeah, because I guess there is a big difference between seeing Wicked from seeing those plays that have been staged where there's a single actor talking the entire time.
Yeah.
And you need a very broad sense of appreciation to understand that they both can be really good. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have nothing to do with the paraphernalia. Is that something that you teach them?
Yeah. Yeah. It's looking at, well, okay, you know, this show might have had a multi-million-dollar budget, which is needed for that show. But let's look at this show that really needs, you know, that could work with a much smaller budget. And were you still affected the same way? Were you, did you still get the themes? Were you still changed by watching the show?
Okay. Now, I learned also that teacher educators also work in outreach programs for theater companies. What kind of work do you do?
While I was living in Chicago, I worked for a theater company as a theater educator, which was I created a curriculum that would then go into the public schools. So to the students, bringing in a play, bringing in a piece of a play to teach communication skills, collaboration skills, working with schools that might not have the money to have a full-time theater arts teacher.
Okay. Now we have, I believe, about 2 minutes left in this show. So I would like to ask you in these 2 minutes that we have left, what is your big dream? What kind of big accomplishment do you see in yourself? Maybe not today, maybe not next year, but maybe 5 or 10 years from now.
I would be absolutely happy with working as a drama director in a high school in the St. Louis area. That is the big goal for me. I went out and I did tried acting or worked as an actor, worked as a director, and education has always been so much in my roots that the thought of being this close to having my teaching certification and to working with students and being able to work in a school district to change and become an advocate for the arts, become an advocate for theater education is, at times I just have, there's just so much anticipation of getting to that moment.
Do you see yourself as someone that one of these days sees in a kid or several kids tremendous potential for becoming an actor or a scriptwriter or a director, and then years down the road, this person is in Broadway or something like that?
That would be absolutely fantastic. I think that that is great. And I think on the same side, finding those students that did not see that potential in themselves, did not see them, you know, maybe finishing high school or finishing college, and finding that my class was able to be a part of the push, the drive to get them through college would probably be my biggest dream.
Well, thank you very much to Alex Moore about this interesting conversation about teaching education in theater. And next week, we're going to have Dr. Carol Frick of the Department of Historical Studies at Southern Illinois University, Edwardsville, who will be talking about the rebirth of Europe. So stay tuned.
This has been Segway with Dean Aldemaro Romero, a production of the Department of Mass Communications at Southern Illinois University, Edwardsville. All rights reserved, 2013.